The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to 5, but they all arrive on different schedules, so we get what we get. And we begin with this quick reminder from Woman's Day that January 2nd is National Science Fiction Day, so might be a good day to curl up and enjoy a good sci-fi book or movie. Why not? From Real Simple, readers responded to the question, what is your favorite end-of-year tradition? And here are some. One reader says, instead of celebrating Boxing Day, we've established December 26th as Loxing Day. We get a massive spread of bagels with all the fixins', an open presence with my extended family over a leisurely brunch. Another said, as we attend events, eat out, and see movies throughout the year, my wife and I collect the receipts, ticket stubs, and business cards, and put them in a beautiful glass jar. On New Year's Eve, we pour some champagne, light candles, and go through the contents of the jar. We get to remind ourselves how grateful we are for our fun times together. Next, I make a list of things to keep or leave behind from the year and burn the leave behind list in the fireplace. Someone else said, creating a calendar for the coming year. The pictures for each month come from that same month of the current year, which gives me a chance to revisit all that happened. I keep the old calendars as a photo album of each year. Someone else, I go through everyone's sock drawer and throw out all the wholly mismatched socks that have accumulated over the year for a fresh start with new socks January 1st. Another reader said, a New Year's Day walk on the beach, no matter how cold it is. One more says, making tamales and buñuelos with my mom, sisters, cousins, and aunties. It's a great time to reflect about the past and hope for a better future. Another, my husband and I make sure the last thing we purchase on December 31st is something super silly that brings us joy. One year I bought an oversized unicorn hoodie blanket, and he bought a toy car for our stuffed bear. And I've got a couple more. We literally ring in the year by taking antique brass bells outside and ringing them loudly for a few minutes after watching the ball drop on New Year's Eve. We warn new neighbors this is a traditional thing. Someone else said, I tackle the to-be-read list on my phone. The holidays can be hectic, and the last week of the year I like to relax and read a lot with a cup of mulled cider or some other beverage. And when the ball is dropping, I do an honest check-in with myself about what is going well and what can be changed in my life. I broke up with 2 boyfriends soon after the ball dropped. My husband of 20 years is always on the alert. Okay, that's good. From Woman's World, how to reduce your cancer risk. According to the American Cancer Society, some of the most common types of cancer women face are breast, ovarian, colorectal, and endometrial. The good news? Regular screenings, such as mammograms and pelvic exams, can catch some cancers early when they're the most treatable, and these study-backed tips help reduce your risk of ever developing them in the first place. For ovarian cancer, researchers have found that a diet high in cruciferous vegetables, such as cauliflower and broccoli, can reduce the risk of developing ovarian cancer. According to a study in Nutrition and Cancer, eating 10 servings or more of these foods lowered risk thanks to phytochemicals in the veggies called glucosinolates, of course. These compounds hinder tumor growth, suppress inflammatory reactions, and boost immune defenses. Breast cancer, hitting your daily step goal, does more than keep you in shape. It can also lower your risk of breast cancer. New research in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that taking 7,000 steps daily reduces cancer risk by 11%, and bumping that number of steps up to 9,000 drops your risk by 16%. No need to worry about hitting that elusive 10,000-step goal. Scientists found the benefits plateaued after 9,000, and step intensity had no effect. So you can stroll. Endometrial cancer. Australian research suggests that excess weight can raise the risk of endometrial cancer by increasing estrogen levels. To shed unwanted pounds and curb your cancer risk, snack on a collagen bar. Research in the Journal of Nutrition found collagen controls hunger up to 44% better than other proteins, making it easier to lose weight. And colorectal cancer. Vitamin D plays a key role in calcium absorption. Plus, it helps reduce the risk of colorectal cancer. Research in nutrients found that vitamin D's immune-boosting and anti-inflammatory properties help the body fight tumor growth. Take 600 international units of D3 daily to get the benefit. From Woman's Day, your inner spark isn't gone. It's just hibernating. It's that time of year. The days are short. Skies feel quiet, and everything, including you, seems to slow down. You're not broken or burned out. You're just a little meh, as if your spark is taking a seasonal nap. Our resident meditation teacher, Lindsay Benoit O'Connell, has a gentle reminder. Your spark hasn't disappeared. It's simply in hibernation. If you're feeling off, take this as your permission to stop pushing and start pausing. That energy, that fire, it's still there. It's just in winter mode. Here's how to keep it glowing while giving yourself the rest you need. Winter energy is real. Nature slows down in winter, and so should we. Bears are napping, trees are in conservation mode, and even houseplants are chilling out. So why do we expect ourselves to run at full speed when our bodies and minds are quietly whispering, pause, breathe, rest? Modern life has taught us that energy expenditure leads to output, but a deeper kind of energy emerges in stillness. This season isn't about high-performance hustle. It's about restoration and quiet clarity. The fact that you're not on fire doesn't mean your flame is out. This is your deeply validating reminder that it's okay to slow down. That spark you're looking for didn't disappear. It has just curled up under a metaphorical weighted blanket and hit the snooze button for a bit. Winter isn't a productivity desert. It's a season of restoration. Instead of pushing through with low energy or blaming yourself for feeling off, consider that maybe your body's asking for something deeper. Research shows that days that are shorter with less light can impact our circadian rhythms and levels of hormones, including melatonin and serotonin, which can make us feel more fatigued and less focused and naturally have an urge to rest. That's not lack of motivation, it's wisdom. How to nurture your inner spark? If you're feeling foggy, unmotivated, or uninspired, you're not alone. Instead of fighting it, try leaning into it. Ways to gently reconnect with your spark. First, start with stillness. Take 5 minutes to just be. Sit. Breathe. Don't scroll. Don't problem solve. Just listen to your breath. Stillness offers space for creativity, clarity, and calmness to return. Ask yourself, what do I need right now? This simple question can be surprisingly powerful. It invites your intuition to speak. Maybe you need movement, a nap, or a moment in the sun. Give yourself permission to need. Let go of pressure to perform. Your worth is not measured by your output. Productivity doesn't equal purpose. Presence, even quiet, cozy, slow presence, is enough. Write it out. Journaling isn't about composing the next great novel. It lets you be honest, messy, and curious. Try responding to prompts like, what makes me feel alive, and what part of me needs rest? Light a candle, literally. If your inner spark feels dim, light a real spark. Rituals like this remind us that even the smallest flame holds warmth, light, and power. Try this, a hibernation-friendly meditation. You don't need a 30-minute sit-down to feel a shift. Try a few moments of mindfulness to reconnect with your inner fire. Breathe. Slowly inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Ask yourself, what do I need right now? Listen. No judgment, just awareness. Visualize. See a soft golden light glowing gently in your chest. It's not a bonfire, but a spark. Quiet, steady, deeply alive. Affirm, my spark is still here. I'm just resting. Reflect. What is quietly calling to you in this stillness? If journaling feels supportive, try responding to one of these prompts. What am I being asked to slow down and notice? How do I want to feel when spring arrives? Where do I sense the spark in my body today? And slow is not stuck. This season is about not powering through, but pulling back, recalibrating, not retreating. Slowing down doesn't mean you're falling behind. It means you're smart enough to pace yourself. That inner spark, it's still there. And when it's ready, it'll show up with more clarity, focus, and fire than before. Let it rest. You're allowed to rest too. From Woman's World, Tai Chi builds strong bones. Looking for a fun way to fight osteoporosis? Try taking up Tai Chi. Scientists reporting in the journal Orthopedic Reviews analyzed 17 studies on that technique and found that middle-aged and older subjects who practiced the gentle exercise at least 3 times weekly for 6 months experienced significant increases in bone density at sites including hips, heels, and lower spines. Turns out Tai Chi acts as a natural form of resistance training, which stimulates bone-building cells known as osteocytes. From Woman's Day, got 3 minutes? Use that time to give your heart a little extra love. Treating parts of your daily routine as mini flash workouts could help boost your heart health. Moving with purpose at a higher intensity for just 3 minutes a day, even while doing everyday stuff, can make a difference, says new research in Circulation, led by Emmanuel Stamatakis, Ph.D., a professor of physical activity, lifestyle, and population health at the University of Sydney, Australia. Make daily moves count. Walk briskly to the copier. Take the stairs or vacuum if you mean it. Vacuum like you mean it, I'm sorry. Even bursts of incidental activity, as short as 30 seconds to 2 minutes, strengthen your heart and lower your disease risk. Find your effort level. You should be able to talk but not easily sing while doing moderate intensity activities. If you can't do either, you've hit vigorous intensity. Even better. And keep doing workouts, too. This isn't a replacement for the gym. It's a reminder that every bit of movement matters and your heart benefits from all of it. From Woman's World, here's some wisdom with Not Gonna Lie. This is about a podcast. Kylie Kelce may have first captured the spotlight as the wife of former pro football player Jason Kelce, but she's now making a name for herself on her own terms. Listeners are hooked on her sharp wit, humor, and refreshingly honest take on parenting, life, and everything in between. The former college athlete and mom of 4 daughters dives into a wide range of topics, often hosting celebrity guests like Wanda Sykes and Kelly Ripa, and sometimes even her husband Jason. New episodes drop weekly and are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or for streaming on YouTube. And that's Kylie Kelce's Not Gonna Lie. Natural relief from stubborn joint pain, this from Woman's World. As you bustle around preparing to gather with family and friends, the last thing you want is to be sidelined by joint pain. This is a problem that plagues more than 53 million people in the U.S. Luckily, there's simple things you can do to naturally ease stiff, sore joints right from home. First, serve up some salmon. Smoked salmon is the perfect holiday party food and a perfect way to relieve joint pain. Its omega-3 fatty acids block enzymes called cytokines that play a key role in the inflammatory response that triggers achiness, according to British researchers. And enjoying 1 to 2 servings of salmon or other fatty fish each week can significantly decrease painful joint inflammation, according to a study published in the journal Nutrients. Cushion your kitchen. Since you're probably spending a lot of time at the sink or stove this time of year, consider using an anti-fatigue floor mat. University of Oklahoma researchers found that this inexpensive fix decreased discomfort in the back, hips, knees, neck, and shoulders in those who needed to stand for long stretches. Plus, they're available in festive colors and patterns to liven up your kitchen decor. And take ginger capsules. In addition to zinging up your favorite pumpkin pie recipe, ginger is a powerful anti-inflammatory that significantly improves joint problems, according to a meta-analysis published in the journal Osteoarthritis and Cartilage. Ginger reduces interleukin, the same inflammatory protein targeted by some prescription arthritis treatments. Experts suggest a daily dose of 500 milligrams. And sleep like this. To ease joint pain during the day, consider how you sleep at night. Turns out snoozing on your back is the best way to prevent joint straining, according to the Arthritis Foundation. Committed to side sleeping? Try placing a pillow between your knees to relieve pressure and keep your hips aligned. From Women's World, a book club recommendation. It's a small-town romance, brimming with cozy settings, fun banter, and a steamy will-they-or-won't-they premise. Kat T. Mason, M-A-S-E-N's book, How to Break My Heart, is a sweet treat for romance lovers. Eva Woods leads a peaceful life. She owns a cafe in the town of Cinnamon Springs, and the new local doctor has caught her eye. But when she goes head-to-head with her friend Maddie's brother, Aston, to help plan Maddie's wedding, competition and attraction heat up fast. Drink up to calm down. It's no secret that drinking plenty of water helps to optimize energy, and now British findings suggest that staying well hydrated can combat stress. Researchers determined that stress-induced spikes in the hormone cortisol were 50% lower in folks who drank at least 8.5 cups of water daily compared to those who drank less than 7 cups. The reason? Dehydration triggers the release of vasopressin, a hormone that tells the kidneys to conserve fluids. But constant release of vasopressin can also act on the brain to amplify stress. Well, I love an answer that's free. Drinking lots of water. Love it. All right, moving on to a couple of recipes here for your end of year or beginning of year. First, if you've got leftover turkey, quick turkey soup. We need, make 6 servings. Active time is only 20 minutes and total time is 40. We need 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, 1.5 cups diced yellow onions, 3/4 of a cup of diced carrots, 3/4 of a cup diced celery, salt and pepper to taste, 1 tablespoon minced garlic, 2 teaspoons fresh thyme leaves, 8 cups low-sodium chicken broth or turkey stock, 1/2 cup of uncooked pearl couscous, 3 cups chopped cooked turkey, grated parmesan for serving, and lemon wedges for serving. In a large, heavy-bottomed stock pot or Dutch oven, set over medium heat, add the butter, onions, carrots, and celery with a pinch of salt. Cook, stirring frequently until the vegetables are softened, about 5 minutes. Add the garlic and thyme and cook an additional 2 minutes. Add the stock and bring mixture to a boil. Stir in the couscous, then reduce soup to a simmer. Cover and simmer until the couscous is tender, about 10 minutes. Stir in turkey, then season to taste with salt and pepper. Serve garnished with grated Parmesan cheese and a squeeze of fresh lemon juice. From Real Simple, martinis with a twist. Let's shake or stir things up and try a new spin on the classic cocktail. And they offer a couple options here. First, the Loch Ness Martini. Go green with this herbal version of From Good Spirits at Sea on board a Princess Cruise Line's Sun Princess ship. Gently rub 3 basil leaves around the rim of a chilled martini glass. Discard the leaves. Muddle 1/4 cup Persian cucumber slices and 1 pinch kosher salt in a mixing glass for 15 seconds. Add 3 tablespoons or 1.5 ounces of gin, 1.5 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1 tablespoon agave, and 1.5 teaspoons or 1/4 ounce orange liqueur such as Cointreau to the mixing glass. Fill with ice and stir till chilled, about 20 seconds. Strain into prepared glass. Garnish with basil leaves and cucumber slices. Next, a Turkish coffee martini. A pinch of cardamom gives a hint of floral spice to this sip from Kube in New York City. Place 1.5 tablespoons or 3/4 ounces vodka, same amount coffee liqueur such as Kahlua, same amount Irish cream liqueur such as Bailey's, so 3/4 of an ounce of each. 1.5 tablespoons, which is the same amount, chilled espresso, and 1 pinch ground cardamom in a shaker filled with ice. Shake until chilled, about 20 seconds. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into a coupe glass. Garnish with 3 espresso beans. The Solstice Sprig Martini. This is from Graner Farm in Three Oaks, Michigan. Muddle 1/4 cup, which is 2 ounces, dry gin, 2 tablespoons, which is 1 ounce, dry vermouth, 1 sprig rosemary, and 1 orange peel strip in a mixing glass until fragrant. Add ice, stir till chilled. Strain into a chilled coupe or martini glass and garnish with an orange peel twist and a rosemary sprig. And the Rosé Martini. This is a take from Number 79 Bar and Terrace in New York City. Stir together 5 tablespoons, which is 2.5 ounces of gin, and 1 tablespoon or 1/2 ounce Kochi Rosa or Lillet Rosé in a mixing glass filled with ice until chilled. Strain into a chilled martini glass. Garnish with a lemon peel twist. And still with the martini theme from Magnolia, Dirty Martini Dip. Prep time's 15 minutes, and you chill for 2 hours, and this makes enough for 10 to 12 people. We need 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese at room temperature, 1/2 cup of crumbled blue cheese, that's 2 ounces, 1/3 cup sour cream, 1/3 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup vodka or gin, that's optional, 1 tablespoon brine from a jar of olives, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon onion powder, 1/8 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese, that's 4 ounces, 1 cup pitted Castelvetrano olives, chopped, 1/4 cup chopped fresh chives, plus more for garnish, that's optional, and then dippers such as crackers, veggies, and or chips. Make ahead. Place cream cheese in a medium bowl, beat with a mixer on medium for 30 seconds. Add 1/4 cup of the blue cheese, the sour cream, mayo, vodka if you're using it, olive brine, garlic powder, onion powder, and cayenne pepper. Beat until nearly smooth. Fold in the remaining 1/4 cup of blue cheese, the cheddar cheese, olives, and 1/4 cup of chives. Transfer dip to an airtight container. Refrigerate at least 2 hours or for up to 5 days. When you're ready to serve, if you like, garnish with chives and a few whole olives and serve with your desired dippers. Oops. And for New Year's, skillet latke. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 45. This serves six. We need one large egg, kosher salt and pepper, 1 pound of russet potatoes peeled, one medium onion quartered, a quarter cup of matzo meal, a quarter cup flat leaf parsley, finely chopped, plus more for serving. Four tablespoons olive oil divided, sour cream, chopped chives, and applesauce for serving. Heat oven to 425. In a large bowl, whisk together egg, 1 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper, and set aside. In food processor, fitted with large grating disc or on large holes of box grater, grate the potatoes, cutting as necessary to fit into the feed tube. Then grate the onion. Add to bowl with egg mixture and toss to combine. Toss with matzo meal, then parsley. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a 12-inch cast iron skillet on medium. Make sure the oil's hot by dropping one drop of water into it, and it should sizzle. Add potato mixture, spreading but not flattening to create an even pancake with craggy edges. Cook undisturbed until beginning to brown on the bottom, about 5 minutes. Drizzle top of pancake with remaining 2 tablespoons oil. Transfer skillet to the oven and cook until sides are crisp and top is beginning to brown, 12 to 14 minutes. Remove skillet from oven. Using metal spatula, cut the latke in half or quarters, then carefully flip each piece. Return to the oven and bake until crisp and browned, 12 to 15 minutes more. Remove skillet from oven and let latke sit for 5 minutes. Transfer to a serving platter and cut into wedges. If desired, dollop with sour cream and sprinkle with chives and additional parsley, and serve with applesauce. This serves 6 if I did not say that. There's an easy way to set wonderful things in motion. Today and every day, look ahead and take one tiny step forward, the kind that pays off in the long run. You can eat a little healthier, budget a little smarter, dream a little bigger. Whatever you choose, you're worth it, and your future self will thank you. And one last little thing from Woman's World. Feel great about you. The Beauty Box from Walmart sends 5 to 7 mini or full-sized moisturizers, hair serums, and more from brands like Aveeno and Garnier. It ships 4 times a year, curated for each session. The products are free. You're paying $6.98 for shipping plus tax. More information is available by going to beautybox.walmart.com. I'll spell it BEAUTYBOX. walmart.com. Not a bad little gift for someone, too. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope you join me next time.